Chapter 52, Lead from the Front. Imagine showing up to work one day and having your boss tell you that in 3 months, everyone is required to run a half marathon, 13.1 miles. And oh, by the way, you're going to have to run at least 3 times each week, one of them being a 10-miler. You probably would be ready to put in your 2 weeks' notice. I ran cross-country and track in high school, yet even I hated the idea of doing something like this. I still run today, not 10 miles, but I can still hear my commanding officer's voice, "Lead from the front!" If you were in a position of leadership, you had men who were expecting you to give 110%. That meant that you needed to be and do what you expected of them. In other words, lead by example. Whether you realize it or not, someone is always watching you. Don't expect from others what they don't see from you. One of the things I heard growing up was, "Son, I'm doing this, but you don't do it." Those were words that came from my dad, a man who loved me with all his heart, yet struggled to be the example he wanted me to one day live out. I'm deeply grateful for the many life lessons he taught me, but I wonder how much more powerful they might have been if paired with his example. It's a struggle to do sometimes, but don't forget that you need to lead from the front and set a good example with what you say and do. Reflection exercise. 1. Is there anybody in your life who looks up to you and will follow the example you set? 2. Do you struggle to lead from the front? If so, write down some areas you can do better at. 3. What would you have to do differently to start leading from the front the way you should?